You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. Aiming for B minus. Let me start by saying that everything I've created is offered to the world as a solid B minus. Now, notice that this is the grade when it's published. It has gone through a few iterations and edits to get to this B minus grade. If you identify as a bit of a perfectionist, this will no doubt have you frozen and on the verge of passing out. All too often, I see people stuck and frustrated because that thing that they've been working on, that project, whether it's the painting, the course, the book, the business, they've not released it to the world yet because they believe that it's not of a high enough standard. The thing is, that thing, that project, it was ready for the world a long time ago. You just didn't give yourself permission to release it and for it to take up space in its imperfection. Now, I'm not suggesting that we put out sloppy, substandard work in the world. What I am suggesting is that we aim for B minus and then release it to the world. Submit the manuscript, show the art, offer the program, launch the business. Let's look at it from another angle. The fact that you have something that's at a B minus means that you've gone through the hardest part, which is starting. Waiting until you achieve an A plus most likely means that this piece of work will never be seen by another pair of eyes other than yours. It will remain on your laptop, in the cupboard, in the Google Drive folder, or hidden in the back of some storage unit. You can always refine and improve, but you have to give your work an opportunity to be received first. It can be tricky to know when to call done on a project. As we continue to learn and to grow and to gain more insight from our experiences, it can feel like we've got more to add, that we can make our thing better. So we put off calling done on it. I know this is true. As someone who's currently writing her first book, I am living this experience in real time. But what I suggest is that when you've reached your B minus grade, gift this to the world and then get back to work, either on the next iteration of that work or on something new. B minus projects have the ability to heal, to teach, to support, to improve people's lives, and to make the world a more beautiful place. It's you who needs it to be A plus, not the world or the people who are waiting for that very thing to exist. So dust it off, get it to B minus, and then release it to the world.
That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100-day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.